Whatever he tells you to do, the calling on your life, what he called you to do, he's in you to put you over and put you over big time. Not just to barely get you through, but to get you through over and above more than enough. That's what he have done for you. And he raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. As Colossians 2:15 says, having spoiled, having disarmed, having disarmed principalities, power, might, made a show of them. He made a show of them openly triumphing over them in this. What you mean? Unspoiled, reduced to nothing. And when you know this truth, as I said before, you can tell nothing, nothing. Get on out of my way. Get out of my face. Nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Luke 10:19 said, behold, I give unto you power. This word power is authority. I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by the any mean hurt you. Glory to God. And so you don't let anyone, anything, anybody, anytime that come with something else deceive you. Hallelujah, and mislead you. You get in the word, you get well, and you listen to the Spirit of God. Your spirit is alive unto God, and you let the Holy Spirit in you lead you, guide you, and teach you, and make sure, he will make sure that these scriptures that is written in this book is rightly divided and put in its proper place and order for your life to be, to grow and flourish, and you'll know and do and win and overcome, because God's word works all the time. And there's not a time that the word don't work. You just stay with it until you win. Because as they said, my daddy owned the field, and the bat and the ball belongs to me, and I just play till I win. Now, you don't let the devil say, well, it's over. No, no, it ain't over till I win. Glory to God. Do you hear me? I said it's not over until I win. So I just stay at it till I win. I keep swinging at that ball. If you know they said, and if three strikes you out, no, not when the bat and ball, it all belongs to me and my dad on the field too. I just keep, no, I'm not out. Throw it again. Amen. Glory to God. Well, praise the Lord. We're out of time again. But glory to God. If Satan had known that this was going to come forth, I want you to know that you don't have anything to be afraid of, but you have everything to believe, everything to give, everything to live for, because God has given you life. What kind of life? His life. And his life will never end. Are you here tonight and you're listening to me and you don't know him? I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus. He loves you so much. And I'm here because I'm representing Christ, representing the kingdom of God, letting you know that God loves you. He's not mad at you. He's not angry with you. No, no, no. His arms are open. His arms are outstretched, saying, come home, my child. Come home where there's life. Come home where there's everything. I will take care of you. I will give you everything. It's already been bought and paid for. It belongs to you. Come on home. So if you're listening to me and that's what's going on in your life, you're not sure. You're broken. You're hurt. You're lost. And you don't know what to do. If you will say these words, Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for my sin, as the scripture says, on the cross. I believe you paid them in full. So tonight, Lord, I repent of my sin by turning away from what I've been doing, living like I have lived, and I come to you and I surrender all to you. Jesus, come into my heart and save me. I receive you now. Thank you. That's it. Tell him thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I'm born again. I'm a new creature. I'm in the family of God. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man, woman, boy, or girl. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved. And you prayed it from your, as the scripture said, you prayed it, spoke it with your mouth, and believed it with your heart. You are saved. For with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. Now, you that have pain in your body, you that are suffering right now, and you're listening to me, Jesus paid for it all. It feels trying to drown you, dominate you, and you're troubled. You can't rest at night. You don't know what you're going to do. You're afraid. You're afraid of death. You're afraid of this, and you're afraid. Listen, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over that fear. Fear, you stop. I stopped you in the name of Jesus. Now you take your hands off that person and you stop your maneuvering against them and you get out of there in the name of Jesus. Spirit of peace, come over them. Lord, lead them. Send a label to them. Someone know how to share what's 2 Timothy 1:7 says. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, you got any symptom of pain in your body? Pain, whether it's in the back or the toe, eye, toenail, eyelid, backache. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Pain, you leave. My child, rise, for by his stripes you were healed. And in Jesus' name, receive your healing now. Ooh, thank you for it, Father. Thank you. That is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Say it's mine. I got it. In Jesus' name.